Aloha, and welcome to Mu Rose Temple, the podcast, where we explore the deeper work behind our Hawaii location and online platform. I invite you to join me as we return home to your body's feminine wisdom. Aloha, my loves, and welcome back. This topic of embodiment continues to sit with me and spiral deeper and deeper, and today I have some really exciting news about how it's being grounded and anchored into the Mu Rose Temple. So for many of you, you may already know that there is a physical space and there is also an online space where you can experience Mu Rose Temple from your home or from your phone, really. And my biggest question in the past was, how can I support women in feeling and experiencing the essence of what I call the Mu Rose woman? And for me, the Lemurian Rose woman or the Mu Rose woman is a woman who is in tune with her body, but in tune with the depths of her body, with the wisdom of her bones and her blood and her emotions and her hormones, and is living and experiencing life from a place of active receptivity and sacred duty. And so what that means is that you are anchored into the essence of all that you are, that we may call good, bad, ugly, beautiful. And you are an active participant in your reality. You take and receive from your reality the medicine and the gifts, the good and the bad. And it is your job, your sacred duty, to alchemize and to create the life that you desire. And when I say the life that you desire, I don't mean big, you know, luxurious yachts. And if that's what you desire, then that's beautiful. But I'm talking about erasing all of the external and living a life that you desire from the inside out. So once you have that anchored luxury inside you, may the external reflect whatever it is that you want, whether it be a luxury yacht in wherever it is that you want to be in the world, or a private jet, or a beautiful home, or animals, or land. It's completely irrelevant, the life that you live, because the Mu Rose woman or the Lemurian Rose woman is anchored into her wisdom. And that means she lives and moves from the inside out. And that's a tremendous process. It's an ever unfolding spiral that we get to learn from and continuously be engaging with. It's not something that you just arrive and you're like, yep, this is it. I've made it. I am complete. It's actually, you don't want to ever be complete, because then that would be boring. So spiraling back, I always ask myself, how do I transmit this essence, which is so undeniably tied to the work and the way that I see this type of work? 50% of it cannot be seen, touched, or processed by the brain, and 50% of it must be seen, touched, and processed by the brain. So how do you transmit that? That's very difficult, and this is why there's such a wide web of content and courses and support for you to kind of swim in and receive at your own pace. But thankfully, the time has come with this eclipse season, and the online platform is getting a bit of a revamp, thanks to, well, honestly, the depths of transformation that I think everybody is going through, myself included, and really sitting with, okay, I want to transmit these Lemurian Rose codes. These codes came in while living in Hawaii, while we were hosting our first retreat, I was already speaking and talking and writing about the Lemurian rose frequency. And it was during a retreat that it actually physically arrived. And ever since then, for a few years now, about two and some years, I've been sitting with it and experiencing it and sitting with it and experiencing it. And if some of you follow some of the cyclical work that I do, I have a planner, and that is something that I resort to every single day, week after week, cycle after cycle. And after all of this time, I have received the best way to support you in your own process. And again, this is all very unique. So deepening your connection to cyclical living and also deepening your connection to rose wisdom. And so rose wisdom is ancient, and it's a part of the creation aspect of life. And because as a woman, you carry a womb, you carry a deep essence of creation, a sacred duty, a responsibility to create. And so what we see outside of us, we must take complete sacred responsibility for, most especially as women with wombs. So the online platform is being transformed. And the intention is the following: to be able to always support in the embodiment of this journey. So workouts and movement are always number one. That for me is my go-to every single day. If I'm not moving my body, I am not grounding. And it is very easy for me to leave, like fly and not feel grounded. So embodiment workouts, cyclical based workouts, will continue to show up on the online platform. The audio journeys will start to shift a little bit. If you're not familiar with them, I normally will upload an audio journey to support in your meditation practice or softening the mind or dropping down into your body. So these audios will continue, and they will also transform through time because they will start to connect to rose wisdom. And so something that I'm adding on to the online platform is we will be journeying with a different rose frequency each month. And also, my favorite part, the portal energy of each season. So I have been connecting with portals like the equinoxes and the solstices for over a decade now. And they have been a huge, huge part of my process, whatever you want to call this process. So I am going to incorporate this energetic work and support you in moving through these portals. Now, maybe for you, that's completely irrelevant, but this is what I believe. I believe that when you embody your cyclical wisdom and you anchor into your feminine, and you receive the wisdom of the rose, aka creation codes within you, these portals, equinoxes, solstices, will move through your body because they are interrelated. We are undeniably one with the stars. This has been proven by researchers, by NASA. Just Google it. Very simple. And so when we are disconnected from the heavens, from the stars above us, from our star ancestors, this is a sign. And this is why I believe horoscopes and astrology have become so big in this century, in this time, because of course we have to have some kind of connection, whether we understand it or not. But this is going deeper. This is feeling the stars and that energy within your body. And this is how my awakening activation process actually began. It started from the stars, and I had to take many, many years to descend into my body. And so consider this online platform a way to embody your feminine wisdom through practical tools like workouts and like meditative audio journeys, sometimes with sound healing, and to receive wisdom from rose frequency or the rose medicine once a month. And you really get to sit with this. So my intention is to support you in really living a cyclical life and coming back into your own body, into your unique frequency. So I'm not going to tell you this month is about, right? This is not like an astrological reading. No, that's not what I do. That's not even what I'm interested in. I'm interested in supporting you and anchoring into your own divine frequency, your own soul blueprint. And I believe that as women, we find that when we descend and we embody and we come back into the wisdom of the feminine. And to be super clear, if you're new to this podcast, that is completely unrelated to gender. Wisdom of the feminine with a capital W and a capital F is the essence of creation, not gender related. So I'm really, really excited about this. I'm excited about this new chapter of the online platform to bring to you a practical, embodied, wise support system to anchor into your feminine and then also share that with each other and be able to see how this is all landing for each other and what we learn from this process. And I can say that for me, this process has helped me reclaim and recover my relationship to my body, my relationship to food, and beyond that, of course, my relationships in general. It just goes so deep. And this is a part of me sharing the deeper work of the Woman Wisdom Mentorship and the Divine I Am courses and all the things that are to come, because do we have amazing things coming. So I hope this is exciting and it resonates. If you feel called to check it out, there is a 3-day free trial. Just check out the link below. Check it out. The updates are coming in soon. There are so many workouts. So embodied workouts, you have hundreds of. What is new starting from May moving forward are the Cyclical Rose Wisdom audios and a more supportive environment for you to tap into your feminine. Okay, my loves, I hope some of this landed for you and it is resonating and you are sitting with it. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out, email me, moorosetemple@gmail.com. Or just check out the website. There's so many beautiful updates happening. Until next time. Mwah. Mahalo for being here with me today. And as usual, if you'd like to learn more about what we do at our Hawaii location or online, explore the courses, the mentorship, or the events, go to www.moorosetemple.com. See you soon.